Under the proposal, health insurance companies would also be prohibited from charging people with pre-existing conditions more for their coverage. They would also not be allowed to put lifetime or annual limits on how much they'll pay for a policyholder's health care. The bill would only go into effect if the Federal Affordable Care Act, which has those same protections, is repealed or struck down by the courts. During debate, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said passing the bill fulfills a 2018 campaign pledge made by Republicans and Democrats.
So what today is about is fulfilling the promises that we make, not just the rhetoric that we spew.
Some Democrats argued against the bill. They said it would drive up health care costs because it doesn't include other elements of the Affordable Care Act meant to stabilize the market. The bill has yet to be voted on in the state Senate. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.